What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Our coverage of the 2026 Falcons training camp. And nobody's got camp covered like us.
We gotta get a rhythm, man.
It's Dukes and Bell talking camp. Live from Hooters at the Mall of Georgia.
Tune in or listen on the Odyssey app as we take you to camp. Live from Hooters at the Mall of Georgia.
Brought to you by Hooters. Spend game day at Hooters, where wings always win.
And Lashley Kubota. Big savings, bigger performance. Hashtag turn it orange.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Gate. Now, here's Dukes and Bell.
What are we going to do now? Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, "Hey, man!" Hanging out at Hooters Mall of Georgia. And guys, the Jalen Walker injury has us all pondering and scratching our heads. Where do the Falcons go? Are the answers internal? Or are there some answers maybe that are not in the building? It's something we'll explore today as we had day 7 of training camp. We're going to be here until 6 o'clock, so come on through and join us at Hooters Mall of Georgia, guys. Mike, yesterday, it was a weird show. We have these every now and then, and I'm not just simply saying injuries. Every now and then, there are shows where you come in, you feel great. It's like your work, and all of a sudden something happens, and it's just you get a punch in the stomach. Right. And that's what happened yesterday with Jalen Walker. We're going to let you hear what Tua had to say about it. And Brian Robinson joined us yesterday, and guys are talking about the injury and what it means for Jalen. But, Mike, this is front and center now. We're still going to talk about the quarterback thing, and Michael Penix talked to Mike and I today. We'll let you hear that interview coming up here in just a little bit around 2:40 this hour. But with the Jalen Walker injury, it changes the dynamics of our defense. And today, you know, Jeff Ulbrich did not speak, our defensive coordinator. But we did hear from, you know, the linebackers coach, edge coach, and he was basically saying, look, the versatility that Jalen brings, it's hard to match that. I don't think there's a guy on the roster that can do all the things that he offered this defense.
No, look, as we said, opportunity for somebody else out there. And whether that's a guy like a Samson Ebukam who's trying to restart his career, and Aziz Ojulari, even a guy like Braylon Tricer that we spoke with Braylon last week. And, look, he knows what knee surgery is all about. He's had to deal with two of them 2 years in a row. But somebody else will make an opportunity. They're going to evaluate quickly. The thing is, there's really no one that you could get from a roster right now. You got to wait for cuts that way. You've got to go talk to the guys that are out there. Now, you referenced Bosa. Who am I forgetting? Hassan Reddick is out there. There's a couple other dudes. I mean, these are guys that are sort of semi-retired as it is and waiting for some opportunity like this to maybe present itself.
Yeah.
They've got the money. It's not like the cap thing is a jam-up. They can do that if they need to. But is it something that, as you said, they're going to find it outside the building?
It's about fit, too. I mean, you just don't want to go sign a guy. And look, I know there's a lot of some talk about Leonard Floyd coming back. He helped us last year, but, you know, there were times Leonard looked old. And, you know, the youth of a Jalen Walker, and again, the versatility, meaning guys, you could put him in coverage. You could put him in a situation where he's blitzing the quarterback. He can play against the run. It's why he was so dominant at Georgia. But that guy's just hard to find off the street. So, yeah, Von Miller, he ain't coming here, okay?
Right.
These are the guys I put out this morning on social media. Put them up. See Dukes. Follow Mike at ATL Bell 929. And I said, do any of these guys appeal to you? The overwhelming answer is no. None of these guys that you feel like, yeah, we'll bring in Hassan Reddick or Kyle Van Noy. None of these guys get anybody overly excited about what you just lost. But it is a big deal because, again, you're taking how many sacks off the table with
16.
If James Pierce Jr. doesn't play?
Right, 16 sacks. And, you know, I heard Sandrin Steak talking about it today. Nobody knows, man. We don't know when the NFL is going to drop the hammer on this. I mean, James Pierce Jr., look, they're aware of everything. They've got investigators. They're aware of you. There might be some more stuff out there that we're not privy to. The Falcons, from what we understand from Mark Grimondi and Josh Kendall, they don't have a communication with the NFL on this. So do you look at the Rashee Rice, who had his hit-and-run demolition derby on the interstate in Texas and eventually got his day in court, but they did not suspend him until after it was adjudicated. Ours is a little bit different because it's a probationary period. That was sort of a pretrial setup, a form of probation, if you will. James Pierce Jr. has got to keep his nose clean for a year. So does the NFL. Now, it doesn't really make a lot of sense. Some would say, why don't you suspend him now? They're going to wait for him to, I guess, do his probation, he keeps his nose clean, and then hit him with a suspension?
It's weird.
Doesn't make a lot of sense.
No, it's the timing of this is weird, and it's not because we're being homers here. Look, the bottom line is I do think it's a little bit unfair to the organization, especially if the NFL has all the information. What are you waiting on?
Right.
Right.
Now, I guess you could play, just to play devil's advocate, the folks up there at Park Avenue in New York don't owe the Falcons anything because our guy decided to lose his mind, you know, and play demolition derby with his, you know, with his ex-girlfriend. So it's just frustrating because, look, two sides of it. And it's funny because we want him to get his head right. Yes, we want to get his life on track. Yes, we want his 10.5 sacks.
We do.
You know, let's keep it real.
Yeah.
We need this guy on the friggin' field.
Hey, man, you can hit us up, 404-726-0929. Guys at the bar, hanging out. We expect to see you before 6, and come hang out with us, man. We'd love to get a chance to see you. Got to give a big shout-out to Vernon, man. Vernon came over, and Vern, actually, he's from Long Island. Mike, and you guys had some commonality because you kind of grew up with the same spots.
Yeah, man, he literally, as the crow flies, it's about 7 miles from where we are. It's one town, like four or five towns over. So we were just talking about all Long Island stuff and his town. I'm Wantagh, he's Copeg.
Yeah.
Everything's a Native American name out there for the Montauk Native American tribe. But we were just having a great time. And he, if you're a New York State trooper, Carl, which he was, you wear some of the coolest uniforms in law enforcement.
Yeah, when he said he was a trooper, because I was like, what do you do now? He's like, I'm retired. I chill.
But he kind of, I think he might fight crime or battle evildoers kind of like Denzel.
Yeah.
You know, what do you think? He's kind of got that vibe.
He does. But he did it a long time, man. And
is he the equalizer?
27? You said you did 27? Is that right? So yeah. Big shout out to all the state troopers
they
out there.
They have cool hats, gray jackets
they
with
do.
Purple. It's a cool look.
But
it's
do y'all uniform. Have to wear the hat when you walk up to the car? I mean, come on. You're already intimidating us. You know, when woo, and they get out and they fix the hat too, Mike. They fix the hat.
You have to just give a thumbs up, by the way. Was there a height requirement for the state troopers? Oh, there wasn't? Because North Carolina, you got to be Frankenstein. Every time I've gotten pulled over in North Carolina, everybody is like 6'5". It's like the guy that has to lean over. It's like it takes 5 minutes for the guy to lean over to get to the window.
Yeah, know? Well, again, it is intimidating. But, man, thanks, Vern, for coming out and hanging out with us. He's chilling here at Hooters with us. Before we get into what we saw at practice, I do want you to hear a couple of comments. One of them is Tua talking about the injury. If anybody knows, it's Tua, it's Penix. There are guys on this team that have had to deal with what Jalen Walker is going to have to do, and that's that rehab. And, guys, it's tough. I mean, like, we know this. The technology is better. Not worried about the surgery aspect of things. He'll get what he needs to get.
Right.
But this road back, Mike, to getting healthy – and somebody asked me yesterday, I mean, I was like, we don't even know if it's real as far as what the injury was. It came out late last night, later, our buddy Josh Kendall reporting, it was official. But he said, can he make it back before the season's over? No.
No, this isn't.
No.
And that's the thing. You're going to hear this conversation. We spent all offseason talking about Michael Penix Jr., where his head is at. And I got to be honest, I don't want to give it all away, but it was an interesting interview. in when, how he answers and the way he answers the questions about when he's coming back.
Yeah.
You know, and it threw everybody for – I'm not a bit of a loop. Remember last Wednesday when he said, well, the doctors say it could be another 4 weeks before I can be a full – like four more weeks? It was like you're basically taking yourself out of training camp. But he's able today, like we saw him sprint in front of us. And I'm like, I'm looking at you and you're looking at me. I'm like, well, he looks fine.
No, he looks fine. He does. I mean, look,
so what's the holdup, Swola?
If he walked in here right now, you expect him to limp in. He's not. If he walked in right now, you expect to see some sign of him having issues. That's not the case. He's doing everything that he should be doing, which is a little misleading. If you're watching practice, and I know a bunch of fans are out there, and they're like, okay, he's throwing the ball, he's throwing it deep. What are we waiting on? What's this clearance thing? I think it's just, again, some of it's precautionary, but to Mike's point, you'll hear what he said to us coming up. Let's hear from Tua about the Jalen Walker injury as the Falcons are trying to figure out what they want to do to try to fill the void there on the edge.
Yeah, the end of practice, definitely not what you want to see. But as a football team, the guys that play football and have been playing football from a young age, we understand that injuries come with the game. But at the end of the day, I'm no doctor. I'm no medical guy, so I can't say what's going on or what's not going on. So from there, you know, I would say all we can do is just pray for Jay and, you know, just with our fingers crossed, hope that he's going to be okay and he can play with us this season.
Unfortunately, as we know now, that's not going to be the case. And like anybody who's had a rehab, but I mean, you're a young athlete. You know, you felt like you just scratched the surface. The phrase everybody thought was breakout year, right, for Jalen Walker.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, Mike's been dealing with it multiple times in his career. You asked him about it in the interview. But now you got to go home and start this process. Eventually, they'll wait for the swelling to go down. You'll have the surgery. And then it's 8 months to a year. And all, you know, that grueling rehab where you're doing the kickouts and they got the trainer stretching your leg and you, and that's only just to get back to where you started,
right?
You know, and you're hoping you don't lose anything. Some guys come back some guys come back stronger. Some guys aren't the same.
It's a fact, man. Kirby Smart was asked at Media Day today, and we'll let you hear more of Kirby coming up later in the show. But he was asked about Jalen Walker, and he said, "Look, quote, I guarantee you, he's got the best attitude. He always does." It's what we like about Jalen. He's one of these guys. Zachariah Branch is the same way. They have an attitude that they portray that you go, that's a guy I want on my team. Because there's no down days. There's none of this moping. Mm-hmm. They come in. They're smiling. Let's go to work. That's who they are. And Kirby was talking about that today with Jalen, saying, you know, he'll come back from this and being stronger. And he said he'll be an asset in the community. So Kirby has already spoken with him. We asked a couple of Falcons today if they had spoken with Jalen. Some guys had reached out, some had not, because they were just waiting to hear what the official word was. And so I can only imagine his phone being bombarded last night with all the calls and texts from people around the country and, you know, teammates, everybody, man, just reaching out to him.
And we talked about it today at Dukes of Bell 929, little video, little thing we do, a wrap-up after practice. Also, follow Carl at Put 'Em Up, C Dukes. I am ATL Bell 929. One of the things we talked about today is, okay, you got an injury. It just stops practice dead. You got to send everybody home because there's no energy and everybody's upset. How do you have the next practice? Well, everybody did their individual work for the first hour or so, and then Coach Stefanski brings everybody in. And we weren't privy to what he was telling the guys, but we can guess, hey, let's have a clean practice, let's have a hard practice. And then the Falcons, I'm not trying to be melodramatic or hype it, that's about as tough a physical a practice as we've seen, Carl, with 11-on-11. They were really getting after it. We never saw it like that with Raheem Morris and rarely with Arthur Smith.
I think you need days like that, but I also think you needed a day like that after yesterday.
To reset the tone.
Correct, because it's a physical game, guys. Tua's right. Guys get hurt. But at the end of the day, you know what my job is? To block you, to handle you, to own you.
When's the last time we saw a guy go to the ground in a Falcons practice? And, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I think the only way you achieve those things is I have to get after it a little bit. So it was good to see, and hopefully that translates. Look, we've always talked about wanting a physical team, and it's hard sometimes to quantify that in this day and age because, you know, the season starts, guys aren't tackling well. But if you're running the football – like, I think we're going to run the ball, we're going to be a physical team. If we get after the quarterback like we did last year, we're a physical team. And that kind of transpired today.
Right.
All right, more on what we saw. Jesse Bates was out. What's going on there?
Second day in a row.
And Bijan Robinson spoke to the media today. It's just the first time we've had a chance. They kept him away from us because the contract wasn't done. But he had some fun things to say today, and he was at practice. We'll talk about that as well. But when we come back, Mike Sando, NFL writer for The Athletic, is going to join us, Mike. One general manager told him something about Tua we need to ask him about.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Wait till you hear it next.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's M-A-I-N-T-A-I-N-X.com, an Autodesk company.